Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Vietnam. Yes, this is yours, one and only, the Knight Rider, with another riveting episode of Rough Riders Radio. It is a beautiful night here. It is Tuesday, May the 6th, 2014. Yes, tonight's topic is the GOP to hold their 2016 National Convention in, punchline please, drum roll please, Benghazi, Libya. Let's get right to it. Well, they've run out of issues to bang the gong on the 2014 version of your grandfather's GOP. Abraham Lincoln is turning in his grave. Dwight D. Eisenhower is puking his guts out. And even Nelson Rockefeller is probably having another Manhattan or two or three. He is so threadbare. They're so desperate for an issue to reclaim the White House. Obamacare, they pinned all their hopes and their dreams on that one issue, Obamacare being a disaster. It's not. Then the IRS scandal, which was not. That's petered out. So now they're back to square one. Yes, the only card they hold up their sleeve, Benghazi. What was that, 2 years ago? Oh, yes, the unfortunate incident in Benghazi, the U.S. Embassy in Benghazi, Libya, where the U.S. ambassador and four other people died with a spontaneous uprising. The GOP is going to beat that to death. Basically, Benghazi happened because of a video that went viral that was denigrating to the Muslim world. And the video was made by a American in Los Angeles. And the CIA opined at the outset that, among other things, this seemingly out of nowhere uprising against a U.S. embassy in Benghazi was attributed to, more than likely, anti-Muslim video that denigrated Muslim and Muslims in general. And yet, the Republicans think that the White House is stonewalling and this is equivalent to Watergate, or is equivalent to Clinton, the Clinton-Monica Lewinsky affair. Well, I guess what, Republicans? Pound sand. There's no there there. You guys are not going to win the White House in 2016, 2020, 2024, 2028, 32, 36. Conservatism as a brand, conservatism as espoused by the current modern-day GOP, it's a non-starter in this country. The demographics of this country are changing. The young people and the younger citizens that are coming on as voters are simply eschewing any and all extreme right-wing social and even economic philosophies of the Republican Party. The GOP are here for one reason and one reason only. They are here to represent the 1%. They are money. They're nothing more than money. Money talks, bullshit walks. I think, however, in the end, that unlike most off-year elections, the Democrats will have more than just their base show up in November of 2014. They'll have their base plus an additional 10 to 15% to keep the Republicans from reclaiming the Senate, which would be a disaster for Obama. If that were to happen with the current majority in the House, the day after the election, the Republicans would be ginning up the impeachment proceedings against President Obama. That's not going to happen. And the Republicans in general are finished as a national party, as a relevant national party. So Benghazi, the only way they're even going to remotely hold on to any semblance of relevancy is simply to have to remove their convention from the continental United States and instead convene it in the summer of 2016 in Benghazi. They can bang the gong over and over and over on what did President Obama know and when did he know it on Benghazi, and hope against all hopes to spend something out of nothing and perhaps manufacture the slimmest of all hopes of invoking an impeachment against President Obama. That's not going to happen, but that's the last game of resort for the Republicans from here to eternity. That's it for tonight's broadcast. This is the Old Sidewinder. Yes, the man in the saddle, the Knight Rider, saying, stay well, keep it lit, and remember, we ride, you decide.